This is the Taz and Jim Podcast. Best of Taz and Jim Podcast.
Oh, boy.
Are you all right?
Did I get the microphone off in time? I don't know.
I think so. Bless you, though. If you didn't hear, he sneezed. Oh. I turned mine off, too.
That was a dad sneeze.
That was loud and like a weird high-pitched thing in there, too.
I scare the heck out of my kids whenever I sneeze.
Yeah, dad sneezes and dad yawns are 10 times louder than anybody else's sneezes or yawns.
I think it's because as a dad, you know, like when you're a young man, there's many different pleasures you can enjoy. As a older man, or I may have another one coming here, buddy.
Oh, no.
This may be a double sneezer. Hold on. Are you wearing like a new deodorant or something?
No.
Maybe it's dog hair on your sweater?
Maybe.
I don't
blame me.
I think I'm okay. As an old man.
Yes.
Older man. There's a few things you have left that you can truly enjoy.
Mm-hmm. A reclining chair.
Reclining chair. Peace and quiet.
That's about it.
The right temperature.
Yeah.
On the old thermostat.
Sure.
A good bowel movement.
Yep. And a strong sneeze.
A yawn, a hard yawn, and a strong sneeze.
Something about a sneeze, it's like, it does feel like you've got something out of your system or something like that. There's a relief to it. It feels good for some reason.
It is. It's a culmination and a climax, which, you know, those are always very popular things.
Generally.
In terms of the human experience. So. Yeah, it comes on quick, and you want to make the most of it. So, as a father now, I'm not holding back. I'm letting it go, and I'm being as loud as I need to be.
I think it's a way to flex, like to show your dominance in the household. It's like an ape thing. I don't know what it is. You can't really explain it.
Now I'm wishing that I didn't turn the microphone off for the sneeze, so people could truly appreciate.
Oh yeah, and they'd be like, I know who's running the Taz household. I just heard that sneeze.
Yeah.
There's a boss there.
Maybe that's why I was sneezing. I feel you're like coming for me here, Jim.
Yeah, you just need to assert your dominance there.
Yeah. Jim's strutting around here like he owns the place. Nuh-uh.
Achoo.
not on my watch.
The best of Taz and Jim.
A story out of Puslinch, Ontario. The controversial street swastika trail will have its name changed. It'll now be known as Holly Trail after Puslinch Council voted 4-1 at a meeting to change the name from Swastika Trail. Now, why did they want to get rid of that name?
What's wrong with the swastika?
What's wrong with Swastika Trail?
They should have named it like Allies Trail or something, you know? Something after the guys who beat the Nazis.
Hitler Sucks Trail. Yeah, so the street was named a while ago. I don't know if you know this little piece of history, but before the Nazis, the swastika was a symbol that meant love.
Yeah, and peace, harmony.
Peace, harmony, exactly. And it was kind of commandeered by the Nazi party. But if you look at even in some architecture in Ontario, you'll see little swastikas incorporated into it in some places if they were built before the war, right? But for a while, this debate has been raging, and they have decided that, yeah, we're getting rid of Swastika Trail. Holly Trail it is. Maybe at the next council meeting, they should consider changing the name of Puslinch, Ontario.
It's time.
Am I saying that correctly? Is it, whether it's puss or it's pus, either way, it just doesn't roll off the tongue the way it should.
Yeah, the word lynch, not great either. Let's erase the whole thing. Start over.
Puslinch, Puslinch. I looked it up here. Where did that name come from? It's named after Puslinch House in Devon, England. And Puslinch means Pooh's Land. Okay, this is getting worse.
None of it makes sense.
Is it Pooh's Land or Pug's Land? P-U-G-H.
That sounds like a fun place. If we change the name of Puslinch to Pug's Land, and they had a couple breeders out there making pugs, that would be awesome.
How would you say that, though? P-U-G-H apostrophe S.
Pugs. I mean, I don't know.
Poos.
Pugs.
It's Poos
Land. Is this Welsh or is it English?
It's England.
I'd say Pugs.
Poos Land. Puss Lynch. Well, okay, one step at a time. Swastika Trail is gone.
This is the Taz and Jim Podcast. Best of Taz and Jim Podcast.
And I've been kicking myself, Jim, ever since we talked about that story last week. Jimi Hendrix, a plaster cast of his penis, is going to be on display in Iceland's Phallological Museum. Their penis museum.
Yeah, phallic, obviously.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know when you're in a conversation, you're like, oh, man, I should have said this.
Yeah, the George Costanza.
That's what I've been thinking since we talked about that story last week, because I didn't get a chance to use the perfect term all along the crotch tower.
Yeah, baby.
You've been sitting on that one for 3 days.
Who knows who's been sitting on that one?
Yeah, baby.
Jimi Hendrix is... plaster cast of his junk on display in Iceland if you want to go check out All Along the Crotch Tower. That should be the name of the exhibit.
Yeah, well, enough of the phallological exhibit or whatever they call it. All Along the Crotch Tower. Get to it.
All Along the Crotch Tower. This museum has over 300 penises on display. If you're ever in Iceland.
Specifically the Jimi Hendrix one, though. So you say plaster cast, so I'm picturing a mold.
Mm-hmm.
So does that mean that, you know, if fans wanted, they could perhaps get a...
pour some latex in there? And,
yeah. Like, you know how you get, like...
Right.
Yeah, like the dentist, like, forms your teeth, right? I'm picturing it's like a similar thing like that.
Yeah, or how they do for, like, special effects movie makeup. They will take a plaster cast of an actor's face, and then they will recreate it and...
And then blow up that fake head.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, same sort of deal. So, I don't know... what Jimi Hendrix's estate has to say about it, if they have any say in terms of whether or not they could put something like that out to market. But you'd think in theory it's possible that you could fill that thing up with some latex and start selling replicas.
Yes.
If it was legal.
I, for one, can't wait till it's public domain. And the estate has no say in it.
You got to wait 100 years.
I think it's 50 years after the person dies.
Is that what it is? Until their penis becomes public domain?
You know it.
Yeah, baby.
This is the Taz and Jim Podcast. Best of Taz and Jim Podcast.
You got to focus on the positive. Hopefully you had a good week, and this is just icing on the cake. But if you didn't have a good week, I bet it wasn't as bad as this, ladies. A hiker in Washington State, woman in her 40s, was out there enjoying the beautiful scenery in Washington, but she needed to stop to use the bathroom. And there's a spot on the hiking trails that she was on where they have outhouse-style toilets. You know, just a big hole in the ground, basically, with the cabin built over, over top of it, your traditional outhouse. Unfortunately, she dropped her phone in the toilet. That alone can ruin your day. But then she tried to fish it out and ended up falling into the toilet head first.
Oh, boy.
Once she was in there, couldn't get back out. Luckily, she found her phone.
Okay.
Gave her a wipe. And was able to call 911.
Whew.
She was still trapped inside when the firefighters arrived. They pulled her out, sprayed her down, gave her a clean jumpsuit to wear, strongly encouraged her to go to the hospital because she'd been exposed to a lot of human waste.
Sorry, they sprayed her down with the hose on the truck? I mean, they don't have a small hose. He's going flying.
You can turn that fire hose on just a little bit, can't you?
Kink the hose a little.
Dude, if I fell into an outhouse, I would be telling the firefighters to open her right up.
Yeah, yeah, hands on the wall, let's go.
Yeah, you give me as much PSI as you can muster there, fellas. get it off me. They wanted her to go to the hospital, but she refused. They were worried about her being in other people's poop. And they said she's very lucky that being stuck down there, she could have passed out because of all the fumes.
Sure, sure. I'm disappointed in my cell service. I can't make a phone call from my basement. This lady's making a call from a hole in the forest? Inside an outhouse?
Full of poop?
What?
The best of Taz and Jim.
Quite ironic that Will Smith slapped Chris Rock at the Oscars last night on stage hard because Chris Rock made a joke about his wife. Like, you heard the nominees for best song, right, at the Oscars, Jim?
No.
We don't talk about Jada, no, no, no. We don't talk about Jada.
Oh. Keep my wife's name out your f***ing mouth.
Wow, dude.
Chris Rock is not pressing charges, by the way.
Hmm.
Well, he hasn't yet. He still could if he changes his mind. Puff Daddy, Puff Diddy, whatever we're calling him now. He was one of the peacemakers, and so was Denzel Washington, who apparently was backstage trying to calm Will down after the incident.
Yeah. I think, is that a bro code rule if you can't press charges? Like, you know, if a man slaps you, do you press charges? Because, I mean...
Because it's a slap. If it was a punch, maybe different story. If he attacked him with a chair, different story.
Because then your buddy's, oh, you got slapped by Will Smith. Now you're suing him. I don't know. I guess it's not a lawsuit, but.
What is the relationship like between Chris Rock and Will Smith? Chris Rock, was he a guest star on Fresh Prince at some point?
He was. I think he was Jazz's sister or something like that. He was dressed up like a lady and he like played somebody's sister, I think. I think it was Jazz's sister.
So they've known each other forever. Uh-huh. Is there something else that has happened that would, you know, make this, which didn't seem like that crazy of a joke to get upset about?
Or is that, since you've known him for so long, it is kind of more acceptable to slap a buddy in the face than to slap a stranger in the face? Or does that mean that they set it up because they go way back?
Is he not pressing charges because he's concerned about a guy that he's known for a long time, thinking he may be having a bit of a mental breakdown? Because to do what he did, like, you are... You're not making the best decisions when you walk up on stage, slap a man in the face with the TV cameras rolling, and then drop a bunch of F-bombs afterwards.
Unless the Oscar committee comes up and says, thank you so much, Will. You put us back on the map.
Because really,
ratings are through the roof. I mean, there's a lot of people who should be upset, and there's a lot of people that are happy that this happened.
They didn't kick him out. Will Smith stuck around. He ended up winning Best Actor for King Richard, the movie about Serena and Venus Williams'
Richard
Dad.
Williams was a fierce defender of his family.
Awkward.
In this time in my life, in this moment, I am overwhelmed by what God is calling on me to do and be in this world. I'm being called on in my life to love people.
Hold on.
Wait a second.
Did God tell you to slap Chris Rock?
No, it was a love slap.
He's being called on to love people. Go on, Will.
And to protect people. And I know to do what we do, you got to be able to take abuse. You got to be able to have people talk crazy about you, people disrespecting you. And you got to smile and you got to pretend like that's okay. But Richard Williams, thank you, D. Denzel said to me a few minutes ago, he said, at your highest moment, be careful. That's when the devil comes for you.
So clearly, Will is emotional there.
Yeah, he's still okay. If this really happened, he still slapped a man,
it
and now
really
he's saying
happened.
It wasn't his
what
fault.
We need another
because
angle.
Because it's so stupid.
We need another angle of the slap, and there's got to be another camera angle
okay.
of this thing.
For him to go on stage and then like people are clapping at him saying it wasn't my fault, like the devil made me do it. Not exactly what he was saying, but like, come on.
He did make some apologies as well, but listen carefully. Does it sound like he apologizes to Chris Rock here?
I want to be a vessel for love. I want to say thank you to Venus and Serena and the entire Williams family for entrusting me with your story. That's what I want to do. I want to be an ambassador of that kind of love. I want to apologize to the Academy. I want to apologize to all my fellow nominees. This is a beautiful moment. Art imitates life. I look like the crazy father, just like they said. I look like crazy father, just like they said about Richard Williams. Thank you. Hope the Academy invites me back. Thank you.
Yeah, will they invite him back? Will they take away his Oscar? Because there is a code of conduct when you are an Academy Award member and nominee. I think slapping other people in the face is against the code of conduct.
Or maybe it was like it wasn't in the code of conduct because they never thought it would get to that place.
We didn't put you can't have a donkey kick a field goal in the rules.
Yeah, nowhere in the rule book does it say you can't slap the host then win an award.
The best of Taz and Jim.
Let's talk about Drake putting hot sauce in his condom.
Boy, oh boy.
This is quite the story here. It's alleged that rapper Drake, he met an Instagram model. They went back to a hotel. They had consensual sex after smoking a little bit of marijuana.
As you do.
And afterwards, Drake is in the other room. The Instagram model goes into the bathroom. She starts screaming. Ah! Drake barges into the bathroom. What's wrong? Well, it turns out, according to this story, that the Instagram model had fished the used prophylactic out of the garbage can, and she had attempted to use the baby batter for its intended purposes.
Yeah.
So she...
Just, that's the shadiest thing ever.
Right. But unbeknownst to her, Drake, before he throws out his prophylactics, he puts some hot sauce in there. He puts that stuff on everything.
To kill, obviously, what's inside, I guess.
To kill the stuff.
Yeah.
The sperm. He was trying to kill the sperm because he's concerned, obviously, about people fishing condoms out of the garbage and trying to impregnate themselves. The Instagram model says it was like she was pouring hot lava into her nether regions.
Well, yeah. You ever eat chicken wings and try to change your contacts?
Always wash your hands before you go to the bathroom if you're eating suicide wings, right? Mm-hmm. And now there's word that she is suing Drake.
This is all rumors. Here's why I don't believe it, Taz. It's a great story, and I love the story because it's just like a great story of karma, but I do believe it's just a story. If you were Drake, would you not, if you were that concerned about that happening, would you not just take the condom with you? Or flush it down the toilet. You're in the bathroom anyway.
Mm.
So instead of doing one or the other, you're going to permanently carry a packets of hot sauce with you everywhere you go just in case. And then, you know, often you go to the bathroom when you're still naked. So where is he pulling the hot sauce out of?
You know, that's a very valid point. Does he just keep it in his shaving kit?
Yeah, it's already in the bathroom.
Medicine closet.
I mean, that actually would be brilliant if he did.
He's got a Tabasco dispenser
like a pump
in the shower. There we go. Throw it in here.
Yeah.
No kids for me.
Like, would you not just flush it down the toilet? Like, sometimes I guess they can come back up. And the other thing is, every condom, as far as I know, has spermicidal chemicals in there, and it does kill anything that ends up in there anyway.
Some of them do, yeah. I don't know if everyone does.
Well, I think Drake can afford the...
Drake can afford the top of the line. Well, I'm thinking there could be a cross promo here with Sweet Chili Heat Doritos. And Trojan.
He is a businessman.
Yeah, mash him up. Sweet Chili Heat Trojan condoms.
I did see him the other day. He's kind of leaning into it. He was, I think it was Instagram. He took a video. It was a selfie video. And he's like, hey, baby, you know, I would never go anywhere without you. I love you. And he turns over and it's the bottle of Sriracha hot sauce.
I wonder, this is what an ask a lawyer question. I wonder if we can get in touch with our friend Ian from Cohen Hiley Lawyers. And ask him, if that happened, we don't know if it's true again, but if it did happen, would that woman be entitled to anything? Do you think that's a winnable case? Or did she do it to herself?
Yeah, this is like when a guy breaks into a house and then accidentally hurts himself and then sues the homeowner.
Yeah.
You know?
I fell down your stairs while I was robbing you.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked. I wouldn't be shocked if they could pull this off.
She was very shocked by the sounds of it. Would she not notice, like, the... it's not usually fluorescent orange.
But it's Drake, man. Maybe he's super special. I don't know. Tiger blood.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.